الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today, I will attempt to, in a very basic way, an elementary way, explain chapter is titled Kafirun, which is the unbelievers, which is the 109th chapter. It's only like six or so verses, and so you all can follow along with me. I'm going to give you time to go and rush, hurry up to get your Quran so you can follow along with me, because that's the only book that you need for this class. I'll let you know if there's other books are that you would need, but for right now, you only need a Quran near you or with you. And you can get Qurans for free. Just go to whyislam.org and they will see your Quran in various languages, English, Spanish, and I believe Urdu or French, but they will supply you with the Quran free of charge. You can go to other sources to get Quran. And so again, this particular chapter was really addressing during the time of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, the Quraysh. That's the large tribe there, and he was addressing them, and Allah was addressing them, telling them that we're not going to worship what you worship, and you're not going to worship what we worship. Because then, like now, people want Muslims to worship the way they worship. And as I said, we are unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of Islam. And we're not going to worship the way you worship, no more than we're going to make you worship the way we worship. My job as a teacher of Islam or about Islam, I'm going to teach you about Islam. You make the decision if it's something you want to embrace or not to embrace. And you don't have to listen to one episode and decide, okay, I'm not going to embrace, I'm going to embrace. You listen to as many episodes as you want, and you don't have to embrace it all. That's totally up to you. I'm just supplying you with the information so you have correct information about Islam. So you be around one of your friends and family, and they start talking about Islam, and they're not telling the truth about Islam, or they're confused about Islam, then you, as one of my students, my weekly students, you'll be able to address them in a kind and gentle way and correct them in terms of their misunderstanding about what Islam is and what Islam is not. So a great portion or the foundation of us as Muslims in Islam is Quran. That's Quran. Some people spell it different ways, but basically it's Quran, Quran. And so I'm going to read chapter 109. I try to get you time to get your book out, and then I'm going to give you the sort of the background of tafsir or explanation of this particular, these particular ayahs or these particular verses in this particular chapter. And it goes as this. Kuya ayyuhalikafirun la'abudu ma ta'budun wa la antum abidun ma a'bud wa la ana abidun ma abadtum wa la antum abidun ma a'bud lakum dinukum wa liya din. So basically what it said was, O disbelievers, I worship not that which you worship, nor will you worship whom I worship, and I shall not worship that which you are worshiping, nor will you worship that which I worship. To you be your religion, and to me my religion. And so basically it's saying here, we are declaring as Muslims our innocence of committing shirk. Shirk is, and I told this to you before in a previous class, it's associating partners with Allah. It could be a man, it could be a woman, it can be an object, and you're going to worship those things, the creation, over worshiping the Creator. And so this particular chapter, we are innocent of worshiping that which you worship. And so I just wanted you all to be clear about that. And so let's go to the first verse where it says, Kuliya ayyuhal kafirun. And it says, O disbelievers, which includes every disbeliever on the face of the earth. However, this statement is particularly directed towards the disbelievers of Quraysh. You don't believe the way I believe? That's up to you. I don't believe the way you believe? That's up to me. So I want to be clear with you. You have your way and I have my way. Or Muslims, we have our way and you have your way. And so let me continue. So it's mostly directed towards Quraysh. That's a tribe in Arabia at the time. It has been said that their ignorance, and they invited the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, to worship their idols for a year, and they will in turn worship his God for a year. And then Allah revealed the various verses. Let me explain to you this way. Basically, the Quraysh, or the idol worshippers, they said to the Prophet Muhammad, look, this is the deal. We basically worship, and this is my breaking this thing down, we worship on the odd years your God, and then you worship on the even year our God. And so that's what we would do. 1 year you worship our God, and the other year we worship your God, and then you worship our God. That's how we're gonna do this thing. When he started to grow, the Prophet Muhammad started to grow in his preaching to the people about Islam and submitting to Allah and all this kind of thing. And then the Quraysh, they recognize this man is getting stronger. People are starting to follow him. So we need to do, he's a threat. So we need to do something about that. They used to beat them up, and they do all kinds of, and they also boycott them, kept them from buying. They didn't sell food to them. They did a lot of things to the Muslim to keep them from practicing Islam. And so they saw the strength of the Muslim. So they said, "Look, let's bargain with this man. Look, okay, you worship our God on this year, and we worship your God the following year, next year, and we do like that. We're altar worshiping." And so that's what Allah sent down this particular address directly to the disbelievers. And he said, "Kuli ya ayyuhal kafirun." And he said, "Oh, disbelievers." And then he goes on, to say that. And then Allah goes on to say, "La a'budu ma ta'budun." I worship, basically say to them, Muhammad, I worship not that which you worship, meaning your statues, your gods, all those things that you made with your own hands. I don't worship them. Around the Kaaba itself, and you can look this up for yourself, the Kaaba, K-A-B-A, when Kaaba itself, they had at least 360 idols outside of the Kaaba. They had some inside the Kaaba, and they had some outside the Kaaba. And when the Prophet, when he came back to the back to Mecca, he cleared the Kaaba outside and inside of all the various things that they that the people worship, the stones they shape that they worship, the rocks they shape with their work that they worship, the wood they shape with their worship. He cleared out all those. Say, we don't worship these idols. We don't worship things created by you. We worship the creator of you. And so then Allah says to them, La abudu ma ta'budun. And say to the Muhammad, I worship not what you worship, meaning your statues and your gods. Then Allah goes on to say, Wa la antum abiduna ma abud. Nor will you worship whom I worship. This is saying, and he is Allah alone who has no partners. And so we have to understand this. One of the mads mean, and it means what? And also one means basically man. Wala antum abiduna ma abud. We do not worship what you worship. We don't worship man you worship. We don't worship idols that you built. We don't worship any of those things. So Allah is making it clear. Yeah, these people come to you with this thing, this bargaining chip. They want to bargain with you. They want you to worship their God, and then they would agree to worship your God, and then they want you to agree the next year to worship their God, and kether, and so on and so forth. This is what they wanted to do, and Allah making it clear to the Muslims, this is not what we do. And from that time, 1,400 years plus ago, to now, we don't worship what other people worship in the way they worship. Don't expect us to worship in your form or in your fashion or what you worship. We don't do that. So it's clear of our stance and our position. And don't try to push us to sort of submit to worshiping the way you worship, because we don't do that. Respect us, because we are told and instructed to respect you. Even if, for example, if Muslim sort of conquered a land, we can't, are we fighting? We can't make the people become Muslim. We can't destroy in battle. We can't destroy vegetation. We cannot destroy places of worship. We're not supposed to do that. Matter of fact, the Christians and Jewish people and other people of other faith, they can live, and they did during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon them. They lived amongst the Muslims, and they were protected by the Muslims, and lived within the precinct or the district of the Muslims. And so we did not force, or we can't force anyone to be Muslim. It's no forcing of the deen of religion upon the people. So let's go to the next verse, and it says, "Wala ana abidum abatum, wala antum abidun ma abud." And here it says, "And I shall not worship that which you are worshiping, nor will you worship whom I worship." So we're clear about that. I'm not worshiping what you worship. And you're not worship what I worship. I understand that. And so here it's saying, it meaning, I do not worship according to your worship, which means that I do not go along with it or follow it. I only worship Allah in the manner in which he loves and is pleased with. So please be clear. Again, it says, وَلَا أَنَا عَبِدُمْ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. Again. And I shall not worship that which you are worshiping, nor shall you worship whom I worship. I know people, they try to force, particularly upon the women of Islam, force them to disobey Allah and to undress. They have laws or policies in various countries where you can't wear the dress of the women. You can't have anything on your head. You can't have any long clothing. You can't have any loose clothing. They give women a hard time. Even when they go on the beaches, the Muslim women, they go on the beaches and they have these, what they call burkini. They're like bikinis, but they're not tight like bikinis are. Or just cover the top part of a person's body, the torso, and the lower part. Bikini is a little more loose fitting, even when after it gets wet. And so they don't, sometimes some countries they even ban this kind of thing. And they want the Muslim women to look like everyone else. This is how they force their faith or their way or their belief upon the Muslims. I don't see them forcing it too much upon other faith that dress similar to the Muslim woman. I'm not getting to that right now because that's not the topic. But this is what people do. They want us to be like them, and that's not who we are. And I'm asking those who are my non-Muslim students, stand up for the rights of the Muslims. It's their right to worship the way they worship, and in the fashion that they worship in. They're not hurting anybody. They're obeying Allah. I remember I was with a group of people. I was Muslim at the time, and they basically were missing. How can I say this? I don't want to insult the whole group, but basically I told them that I used to worship like you, and so I used to worship like you, and so I understand what you're supposed to do. And you're supposed to stand up for what is right. Your leader will stand up for what is right when people are being oppressed. Then you're supposed to stand up against those people who are oppressing those other people. And so I won't get into the other, whatever other pieces I'm involving in that in terms of identifying the group I used to belong to, but that's their responsibility and that's their job. To protect people who are being abused. So I am saying to anyone who is a non-Muslim, then you protect your brother or your sister. We come from the same mother and father, Adam and his wife Eve. And so leave them alone. Let them practice the way they practice it. We getting by the protection from Allah. Of course, we're doing it as Muslim, and rely on Allah, but also the expectation. You, as my students who are now Muslim, you also have a responsibility. You say you this or you that in terms of your faith. Doesn't your faith teach to stand up for the oppressed people, that people are being the downtrodden people that are being abused by other people? That's what your faith tells you to do. Then do your faith. That's all I'm asking you to do. Do what your faith instructs you to do. I'm asking you to do no more and no less. And allow people to worship the way they want to worship and dress the way they want to dress. And don't tell the women, the Muslim women, to dress this way. Then later on you tell them dress this way. And then you tell them later on to dress this way. It is no end to the way you want the women to dress until the women are naked. And where they're obeying you and disobeying Allah. And Allah may ask them on the day, there's an ayah or a verse of the Quran where Allah talks about on the day of resurrection and when he addressed the people. And he basically saying to the people, He said, so-and-so did so-and-so. In other words, they wrong people. Or they did such-and-such. Or so-and-so did such-and-such. And so-and-so did such-and-such. Why didn't you say anything about it? Why didn't you do something about it? And then the answer that the person gives to Allah, Almighty God, is, I was afraid of the people, or what the people may think. And then Allah basically said to them, I am the one that you really should be afraid of and have fear of, and not other people. And so I'm telling you, as some of my non-Muslim students who are listening and attending the class, stand up for what is right. Because Allah may ask you on the day of judgment, how come you didn't stand up for what is right? And you may, your only answer be, I was afraid of the people. Such and such happened, you didn't do anything. Such and such happened, you ain't do anything. You ain't say anything. Oh Allah, I fear the people. Don't fear the people. You fear Allah. You protect the people. You stand up against bullies and people that are going to abuse other people. Okay, so let me move on to the next verse. So before I run out of time, and it says, "Wala a'budu ma ta'budun." I worship not which you worship. And I already mentioned these things earlier. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud. And I also mentioned, wala ana abidun ma abatum. Wa antum abiduna ma a'bud. I'm sorry. Wala ana abidun ma abatum. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud. Let me go to the next one. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Nor will you worship whom I worship. Meaning, do not follow the commands of Allah and His legislation in His worship. Rather, you have invented something out of prompting of your souls. This came from you. This didn't come from Allah. And then you worship what you think other people should worship. Something that comes from your mind, creation from your mind, you shaped it into something out of rocks or wood or whatever, and then you start worshiping it. You might even be able to, we might even carve something out of some edible food or something, and you can just eat it, no problem. How can you eat something that you worship? How can you do something like this? Doesn't really even make any sense. Also, Allah says in another verse, they follow but a guess, and that which they themselves desire. Whereas there has surely come to them a guidance from their Lord. And so, my beautiful students, we certainly do not want to worship what other people worship. We want to worship the legislation of Allah. We want to worship Allah and follow His legislation, His guidance. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. I'll get to that in a moment, because people have their way, and we as Muslims we have our way. And so I want to continue to read. And it also says, so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers, they worship Allah according to what He has legislated. This is why the statement of Islam, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. This means that there is no true object of worship except Allah, and there is no path to Him other than that which the messenger came with. The idolaters worship other than Allah and acts of worship that Allah has not allowed. This is why the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings upon him, he said, "Lakum dinukum waliyadin, to you be your religion and to me my religion." This is similar to the statement that Allah says in chapter 10, verse 41, and if they belie you, say, for me are my deeds and for you are your deeds. You are innocent of what I do, and I am innocent of what you do. And also it is mentioned La Anna Maluna Walekum Malukum. And it says here, and this is in chapter 28, verse 55, to us our deeds and to you your deeds. And it also has been said, Lakum di nukum, to you your religion, which means your disbelief, wali yadin, and to me my religion, meaning Islam. So hopefully I didn't confuse anyone pertaining to what I mentioned about this particular chapter, which is chapter 109, and the various verses made it clear about the position of the Muslims. And that is, and it's only six ayats. It's only six verses, and it says what? Kuya ayyuhal kafirun la a'budu ma ta'budun wa la antum 'abidun ma a'bud wa la ana 'abidun ma abattu wa la antum 'abidun ma a'bud lakum dinukum wa liya din, which says, O disbelievers, addressing directly disbelievers, I worship not that which you worship, nor will you worship whom I worship, and I shall not worship that which you are worshiping, nor will you worship that which I worship. To you be your religion, and to me my religion. So we are, to those who are listening to me, those who are my student, you have your religion that you follow, and I have my religion that I follow, and that's Islam. I'm trying to explain to you what Islam is, because for a lot of people, Islam is strange. It is very, very strange to many people, and the way it's being presented in the media and other media, meaning social media, on TV and in the movies and in writing, it's being presented a lot of times in a very negative way. And that confuses the people. And the people believe what they see or what they read or what they read on the internet or what they see on TV. Yes, that is how Muslims are. That's how the CCC, all the negative stuff they show on TV, they're trying to show what Muslims are. And I'm trying to clear up for you who Muslims are and who they are not. I'm trying to clear this thing up to you and give you a better understanding of Islam. My goal is not here to convert anyone, because that is not my goal. My goal is to just tell you about Islam and explain to you in the best term and the most understandable terms about what Islam is and the various aspects of Islam, the pillars of Islam, the beliefs of Islam, all these aspects of Islam. I try to explain it to you to the most understanding way that I can. And I hope that you all are getting it. Many of you been in my class for a lot of years, almost four years now, almost 5 years now, really. And I hope that you get it about what Islam is. And you can do some supplementing things. You can add to what we're doing and go to various scholars that know much more than I do. Go to the masjid, the place of worship, and ask the imam or the leadership there or the learned people there about Islam. And they should be able to tell you and talk to you about what Islam is and what Islam is not. So I explained to you today, I gave you a tafsir, the explanation of the six ayahs or six verses of Surah Al-Kafirun, which it means, and you're talking about the disbelievers and explaining the Muslim position and to people who, making sure people understand our position. And if you want to know more about Islam, you can always go to Why Islam. You can go to its International Online University, and also you go to American Open University to learn more about the faith of Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.